So again, this evening we're going to be working with loving kindness practice during this half hour. And I'm not going to say much, but I think I do want to say a couple of things. I think it's really important to remember that loving kindness practice does not necessarily mean that you feel sweet or kind or loving or even nice. You might feel grumpy and angry and not in the least inclined to do loving kindness. But if you were to come to me under those circumstances and say, well, I would say, well, do it anyway. Because you are planting the seeds of loving kindness every time you do it. And it's not about you feeling good. It's about creating the conditions for there to be kindness and all of the other Brahma-viharas, compassion, mudita, sympathetic joy or gladness, equanimity in the world. I also think it's really important to remember that one of the most important people that you can do loving kindness practice for is yourself. And I told my group this morning about a time when I actually spent 6 months when I did no other practice except loving kindness for myself, which I felt a little guilty about. But it was actually quite a profound experience. So I recommend it if you think it sounds interesting. And I learned that by doing it for myself that intensely, I had a great deal more loving kindness for all of the other beings that I encountered. It was quite interesting. It's a practice that's meant to be easy. So you are always invited to sit in a way that is at least relatively comfortable, as long as you are also alert. And I think that also means that you can find a way to do it that works for yourself. So that may not be working with the conventional phrases. It may be something else. And in fact, we are going to do something else a little bit this afternoon. I have found that I like working with loving kindness in much the way that Tonglen practice is done, where we are breathing in and breathing out and working with the practice synchronized with the breath. So, for just a moment, as we start, let's just sit with the sitting, breathing body. Just be present with yourself as you sit, breathing in and breathing out. And as always, at any point in this practice, if your mind wanders off, just bring it back, start again. Breathing in and breathing out. Now, as we turn a little towards the actual practice of loving kindness, breathe in the awareness of your sitting, breathing body, the awareness of your own heart mind. Breathe that all in, difficulties, good stuff, bad stuff. And then breathe out kindness, goodwill, into every cell of your body. Breathing in your own being, Radiating that goodwill, breathing out goodwill throughout your own being, to the heart and mind, to any pain in your body, to the entire body. Breathing in and breathing out. Just let yourself continue sitting for a bit, aware of your own sitting, breathing body. On the in-breath, taking that awareness very deep in. On the out-breath, kindness, goodwill, friendliness. Gil, somebody t sometimes talks about grandmotherly love, sending grandmotherly love into every cell of your being. Since we are coming rapidly to the end of the retreat, sometimes I think it's helpful to include a little gratitude in our practice. So as you breathe in the awareness of your own being, you can breathe out gratitude. Gratitude for what you have done this week. Gratitude for your time spent practicing. Gratitude for the renunciations that you've done, the renunciation that you've done in order to be here. Breathing your own being in exactly as it is right now. Breathing out goodwill, kindness, compassion if it's needed. Breathing in and breathing out. And then, of course, there are a variety of progressions that you can use in metta practice. But it's usually recommended that you begin, as you move out from yourself, that you begin with someone easy. So you might want to bring to mind somebody in your life, someone that you love a lot, someone that it's easy to feel goodwill toward. And it can be anybody, and it doesn't even have to be a human being. It can be your cat or your dog. And once you have sort of a mind's eye view of that being, you can continue in the same way. Breathe in the awareness of their presence in your heart and your mind. this person, this being that you love. And then breathe out your goodwill, your friendliness, your wishes for their ease of being. And if you like the phrases, feel free to use the phrases or a phrase on that out-breath. Breathing in, this beloved being. Breathing out, gratitude, kindness, compassion. Wishes for their freedom. Holding this person you love in your awareness. Taking them in on the in-breath. Extending your goodwill on the out-breath. Often then in the conventional practice, we move to someone who is neutral, someone that you don't have a lot of stuff for. That could easily be somebody that you've spotted on the screen here with us, somebody in our Sangha here. It could be somebody in your outer world, but someone with whom you are not particularly involved, you don't know their story, but you know that they're human. You know that they have a life, and they undoubtedly have joys and sorrows, all 10,000 of them, just as we do. So breathe in the awareness of this person, as much of an image as you can come up with for them. And breathe out again your friendliness, your goodwill, your compassion. Breathing out your wishes that whatever their life may be, that they might be happy. Breathing in this neutral person. Breathing out your metta, your kindness. Doing loving kindness practice for someone whom you don't know, some stranger that you've spotted on the street or in the grocery store. I think it's always fun. It's like being a secret pal. They will never know, almost certainly, they will never know that you've done this. Breathing in the awareness of this person. Breathing out your wish for every good thing for them. And then next in the progression is the difficult person. If you are relatively new to this practice, do not pick the most difficult person in your life. Pick someone that makes you a bit grumpy, but not a lot grumpy. Some of you undoubtedly have a difficult person that you're working with. And breathing in the difficult person can feel like a challenge. Taking the awareness of their energy, their being, into your own body. And I encourage you to experiment with it anyway. You won't catch it. You breathe in the awareness of this person. And you breathe out goodwill, friendliness, maybe if you can muster it, compassion. Wishes for their ease of being. Breathing in. And breathing out, extending your goodwill as best you can to this difficult person. This is the place where it sometimes feels like work. Maybe important to say right here that, like Vipassana, metta is also a purification practice. So if you were a little grumpy, you might find out that you're a lot grumpy. It will bring up to the surface what's lurking underneath. Breathing in your awareness of the difficult person, this person who has wronged you or irritated you or with whom you have an ongoing conflict. Breathing out your goodwill, breathing out your friendliness, breathing out your compassion. So now I'd like to take a moment, and if you want, you're welcome to open your eyes a little or a lot and just look around the screen at these people who have shared the retreat with you, your sangha, your family, your brothers and sisters who have propped you up for this last week. And breathe in the awareness of each other's being. And then breathe out Maybe shine out through your eyes while you're at it. Breathe out your goodwill, your compassion, your wishes for their well-being. Breathing in the Sangha, breathing out your goodwill. And when it begins to feel like, okay, enough, feel free to close your eyes again. Go back in. Breathing in this family, the Sangha, this community. Breathing out your goodwill, your friendliness, your wishes for ease of well-being. Breathing in and breathing out. And now you might bring to mind a group of people that you are part of outside of the retreat, your family, your colleagues, your friends, perhaps people that you live and work with. And continuing the same practice in the same way, breathing in your awareness of their being, breathing out your friendliness, your compassion, your wishes for peace and happiness for all of them. Breathing in and breathing out. And then at this point, we start to get really big. So you might imagine the planet, that beautiful ball of blue and white and green and brown when we see it from space. All of its 8 billion people, more or less. All of the people who are suffering, all of the people who are at the present moment, fairly happy. All of the creatures of the earth, those who live in the air, those who live in the water, the plant beings who share the planet with us, and the earth and the air and the water themselves, breathing in this amazing being that is the earth with all of its beings, taking it into your heart and breathing out your love, your goodwill, your wishes for peace, your compassion for all the suffering, taking the planet into your own being on the in-breath, breathing out your kindness, your wishes for peace on the out-breath. And then for just one last moment, you can get even bigger if you would like, and open out to the entire cosmos. You bring to mind one of those images from the Hubble. Millions, billions of stars, more millions and billions of galaxies. We have no idea what's out there. And we can take that in and we can extend our friendliness out into that vast unknown towards all forms of being. Breathing it in and breathing out. May all beings everywhere be happy. May all beings everywhere be peaceful. And may all beings come to awakening, not one left behind. Thank you, and enjoy your supper break.